Doesn't that banner look great? Yeah. So we're at the press room at the Disneyland Hotel. We're just admiring this banner that says we're all in it together. And it says breaking through gridlock. And there's a puzzle, gigantic puzzle pieces with all the different regional transportation leaders as well as private agencies, businesses that have come together, about 800 people, to find solutions to break traffic gridlock and avoid Carmageddon. So tonight, later tonight, there is Carmageddon, or the closure of the 405 freeway in LA County. And so as a result of that, we're here converged upon Disneyland Hotel to talk about how we can avoid permanent Carmageddon. So with me, I have Marnie O'Brien Primmer, the Executive Director of Mobility 21, who's organized this conference. Tell us, why is it important for all of us to be here at this time, and what are we all seeking to do?
Well, Ted, you know, it's really about getting people home to their families quicker. It's about improved productivity. It's about job creation. And the thing is that investing in our transportation system is a great way for us to put people back to work. It's a great way for us to get our goods to market cheaply, reliably, safely. And the reason we need to be investing in our transportation system now is because we haven't invested appropriately over the last few years, and it's going to start to hurt us in our global competitive position soon. So we need to be proactive and do something about it before there's really a problem. And I think anybody that's traveled the freeways in Southern California or used our great Metrolink commuter rail system to fly by the people that are sitting in the I-5 on their way to work in LA can attest to the fact that Southern California is the gridlock capital of the U.S., and we want to change that. The only way we're going to change it is if we all come together and say enough is enough. We need to put our money where our mouth is. We want to get home quicker. We're tired of this. We need transportation options. We need a safe, reliable transit system. We need great carpooling options, vanpooling options, telecommuting options, you know, whatever it might
be. Walking, biking, it's a full gamut as well. So in just a few minutes, we're going to have a press conference. So tell us some of the folks that are expected to be here. I know that there's some big political players that have arrived, and we've got members of the media that are converging. So tell us a little bit more about what you hope that they will share.
Sure, absolutely. Well, we're thrilled to have Senator Boxer and Mayor Villaraigosa with us today, as well as OCTA Chairman Paul Glab and the owner of the New York Giants, Jonathan Tisch. They're all going to be talking about what Southern California is doing to work together to eliminate gridlock and prevent the next 30 years for ourselves and our children from becoming, you know, a Carmageddon situation every day. Mm-hmm. And the five steps that we're taking are we're creating transportation systems that work together. We're investing in our in goods movement infrastructure to take the trucks out of the general purpose lanes. We're supporting local sales tax initiatives like Measure M mm-hmm. in Orange County and the Measure J that's on the ballot in November in Los Angeles County. We're encouraging public-private partnerships to leverage the scarce local funding that we do have with private investment that's looking to improve our infrastructure. And we're trying to make sure that there's livable communities by having safe bikeways and pedestrian ways.
Mm-hmm. All right. So tell me also, as far as, you know, your expectation from the conference, like what is the one or two takeaway that you'd like to have people either think about or actually, more importantly, do after this conference?
You know, the most important thing, Ted, I think, is to visit our new mobile website. It's www.mobility21.com. Or visit our website online. It's a great resource to find out what's happening in transportation, to endorse Measure J, to find out what's new with Carmageddon, to raise your voice for transportation with our elected officials in Sacramento and Washington to let them know that it's time to start investing in transportation and you're tired of sitting in traffic and they need to fix it.
Right. So thank you so much. And for those people that want to continue that conversation, they can engage with us here live. We're also going to be live streaming the press conference starting immediately at 11:30, and it'll last for about 20 minutes. So get in your questions, and you can tweet Mobility21 with hashtag Mobility21, and you can find the live stream link online as well via that hashtag via Twitter, but it's JustinTV/Mobility21. So hopefully you folks will be able to send us your questions and pose the questions to LA Mayor Villaraigosa, as well as U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer, OCTA Board Chairman Paul Glab, as well as your chairman,
Gary Tobin, the LA Area Chamber of Commerce CEO and President and Mobility 21 Chair.
And you can also tweet your questions to any one of us as well. We'll happily respond. So, but it's also amazing the level of engagement on Twitter right now. It's just exploded nationally. People are tweeting from New York to Florida and especially into California with the hashtag Mobility21. So keep that conversation going. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. And we're all in it together, right?
Absolutely.
And that's the name of the appropriately named
that's
conference.
Our theme for this year. Right.
So
absolutely.
Thank you. How thrilled are you as far as personally and professionally with the turnout and with the high caliber of speakers?
You know, I'm just totally excited. And we've got over 90 sponsors. We've got the biggest expo we've ever had. We have almost 900 people in the ballroom. And people, the energy in this room is just, you know, electric, because people want to make a difference. Mm-hmm. People want to take action. And I think that that's really what today is all about, is giving people the resources to be able to stand up and say, you know what, I matter and I'm tired of sitting in traffic. And, you know, Mr. Congressman or Madam Senator, fix it.
All right. Well, thank you. And we all have the power to fix it. So thank you. That's Marnie O'Brien-Primmer, the Executive Director of Mobility 21. So thank you.
Thank you, Ted.